Luke chapter 24, start with verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and, well, He went with them. But you see, their eyes were holding that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto Him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass here in these days? And He said unto them, what things? And they said unto Him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Quickly to verse 25. Then He said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Hallelujah. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? Amen. Please, verse 30. Look at verse 30. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it and brake, and He gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew Him. And He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way? Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. And while He opened to us the Scriptures. Glory. Quickly, if you would please go over to the same book, Luke. Amen. If you'll go over here, amen, let me find where I'm at. If you'll go over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Look at verse 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, He began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Pay attention to verses 31 and 32. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now pay particular attention to this last part. And behold, a greater... Y'all read it with me out loud. A greater than Solomon is here. Amen. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And please repeat this with me. Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Hallelujah. Job, the 35th chapter. Amen. Looking at verse 10, the Bible says, but none saith, where is God my maker? Amen. You know, we all ask questions tonight. We all ask questions. People out in the world ask questions. And tonight, many here, even in the midst of the move of God, it's been so sweet. I have been frozen in my shoes tonight, paying particular attention at folks as they obey the Spirit of God. And I can't help but ask the Lord, why do people ask these questions even in the midst of a move of God? Even you might be asking yourself tonight, where is God my Maker? Did you know there are troubles today in our lives that even in the midst of a move of God, we will not move because those burdens are so heavy that we feel that we just don't want to cast those cares on other folks. Listen, folks, I want to pay particular attention to that question tonight. By answering that question, you know, to the question, where is God my Maker? I want to answer it by preaching tonight on He is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, He's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some time ago, I was at the house and I just came from school, and Renee called the house and she said, "Daniel, can you please take Jonathan to speech therapy?" I said, "Sure, I would be glad to, no problem." I went and picked him up from school, Sister Collins, and packed him up in the van, and we headed down 75 and headed towards the university where I attend school, and amen. And we was heading there, and I don't know how far we had gotten. I plugged in the hoppers. You know, he really likes the hoppers. He likes Bill Gaither's series and stuff, but he loves one of those songs. I don't know what song it was. It doesn't matter, but I was traveling down the road, and as I was traveling, I wasn't paying attention to the song. I was thinking about homework, thinking about the things of life, when all of a sudden, I wasn't even paying attention to the poor soul. Many of you tonight, if you don't know my son, he has Down syndrome. You know, the world says he's mentally retarded. He doesn't know nothing about the Spirit of God. Well, you know, I'm just driving down the road and all of a sudden I hear, you know, and I was like, well, go ahead, kid, cry, you know, get a good spell. You know, I was thinking he was pretending. You know, they're supposed to be good pretenders, copy people whom they see. And I was like, well, praise God, I'm glad he's playing, you know. He's playing and taking after, you know, like we do. He sees in church, you know, another half mile or two-tenths of a mile goes by, and all of a sudden I hear, ooh. So I look over there, and he has his hands up, and tears are coming down his cheeks, and he's rocking back and forth going, ooh, and that little lip was going up like this. The Spirit of God was on him, and I got to crying myself, and I said, Lord, you know, the world says he's mentally retarded. He doesn't know nothing about the Spirit of God. Amen. When people are shouting, they may not know. I want to tell you something, my friend. Even a child whom the world may say it may not be normal can tell when the Spirit of God's near. Oh, come here, my friend. Come on near to me tonight. I want to preach to you that Jesus is here tonight. And He can meet your needs right in the midst. Oh, as we was going down the interstate, I said, well, you know, maybe that's just really, I don't know. Maybe that's just really not. I still didn't have, you know, the real, you know, tangible evidence that he really was feeling the power of God. We got a little bit further and all of a sudden I felt it. Amen. You know how it feels, folks. Raise your hands when you know when the Spirit of God goes down the back of your neck. Feels like chill bumps going down your back. All of a sudden, man, I couldn't help but cry, Brother Collins. Amen. There's something about my boy. I don't know what it is yet, but there's a special touch. We was in a service a week ago. Amen. And I was supposed to be in another. It was last Sunday. I was supposed to be at a certain church. And you know, I felt like I needed to go, but they weren't having church on this particular night. So we went over to another church. And we went over to this church. And I tried to sing that song I just tried to sing just a little while ago. And man, the power of God got to moving. And the next night, Brother Gary Edenfield, he just left, but he was having a revival this past week there. They had several filled with the Holy Ghost. But that night I preached on this message, and all day I felt like preaching it here. But man, I was back there and I was trying to preach. But you know who blessed in that service? It was my boy. He felt the power of God, and people were asking him to lay hands on him. I want to tell you something, my friend. If the world says that a mentally retarded child, which I don't think he is, amen, could feel the power of God, how much more that can we tonight, amen, bear witness that God is here in the midst of us. And if he truly is here, why don't we worship him?
Brother Keith, our Brother Dennis, the other day I was walking in the living room. This was several years ago, and he had bad constipation before we found about nutrition for him. And he was hurting so bad, I didn't know what to do. Renee said, I don't know what to do. We've done everything possible to get, you know, his bowels to move. And I don't want to get grotesque, but sometimes you got to help assist, you know, reach up in there and help grab it out. I mean, he was in pain. His eyes were bulging out. We'd take him to the hospital, and there was nothing they really could do except, you know, give certain things. And all of a sudden, my boy, you know, he can't talk real good, but he's doing a lot better now. But it seemed like he said, pray. Amen. And he raised up that little hand. I said, my Lord, have mercy, forgive me. He knew before I did I needed to pray. Amen. When he knew when his back was against the wall, he knew that he needed to pray. And man, we got to praying, and the power of God fell in our bedroom. Amen. His little lips got to... I'll tell you something, my friend. Do you feel the power of God? He is here tonight. Worship the Lord. Raise your hands and worship the Lord. Isn't he good? Elijah was out yonder in the desert. Amen. God trying to speak to him. Amen. But Elijah said, you know, he's looking for God to speak, you know. But he said he wasn't in the lightning. Amen. He wasn't in the thunder. Amen. He wasn't in the mighty wind. He wasn't in the mighty shaking of the rafters of the church house. He wasn't of the rolling of the floor. But my friend, he was in a still small voice. And there's times when he's here and we don't even realize it. And I came to tell you tonight, my friend, if you're asking yourself the question, where is God, my Maker? I got good news to tell you tonight. He's here. I know you just had revival. Brother Johnny Gabbard had. I heard good reports, and I know that. But this is another day, and you still got to have a move of God. I still got to have a move of God. And what's church without God? What's church without His presence? And I believe tonight we could testify to the fact that He is here.
There was another day. I had told Sister Collins the last time we were here, what was it, a couple months ago? And I was telling Sister Collins about the times when it seems like when Jonathan's laying or sitting. I'm sorry, I can't help it. He's my boy. I love him. Amen. You talk about your kids. I'm back here tonight. I'm talking about mine. Amen. But my little boy, there's times, Sister Collins, I told you about it, and you had told me, amen, but sometimes God does send special assistance to Eve children or people who do have special handicaps. And some, you know, and there's times I get to wondering, you know, one day Renee and I were walking through the house. We were working on my homework. She types a lot of my stuff up for me, my reports and all. And we've got to walk in there in the living room. And Jonathan was laying on his back playing when all of a sudden we just heard him giggle. And so I was like, my lands, what in the world's going on here? I looked over there and he was looking up and he was giggling like somebody was tickling him. I said, nah, you know. And all of a sudden what Sister Collins told me several months ago, amen, it came to my attention. And we try to get Jonathan's attention, and we can't get it. And it's been retarded. He doesn't know. Let me tell you something, my friend. Renee stopped. She got to crying. And there's times we stop right there in the house. We fall on our knees. We begin to pray, and the power of God falls. Oh, I'm trying to tell you tonight, my friend, if a young child can discern that when the Lord is there and He is reverent, how much more who we are so-called, quote-unquote, normal, amen, set in church, amen, when God's moving and we know we have special needs and we're asking in the midst of questions, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Well, my friend, you came to the right place tonight. You came to God's house and you can get the help that you need because He's here. Hallelujah. The scriptures I read to you in Job. Job was on his afflicted bed. One of his so-called friends was asking this question. It wasn't Job asking the question. One of his friends was asking the question. Where is God, my Maker? You know what they were doing. They were false accusing him. Maybe you sinned in your life, Job, and this and that. Amen. But my friend, I want to tell you something. Job never doubted God's presence in his life, even in the midst of his circumstances and in his problems. My God, it was there, and Job knew He was there. What about you tonight? In the midst of what you're going through, don't you realize? Just stop a minute. Shake yourself. Don't you realize tonight that God is here?
down at home. I went to church. We go to Riverside Holiness Church in Moultrie, Georgia. We took our spot, our pew on this side, four pews back on the end. Brother Roger and Sister Sherry Ruiz came over and placed their hand on me, and they're good friends of mine. I love Brother Roger and Sister Sherry. They said, "We met good friends of yours down in Allentown." I said, "Well, we were going to go, but circumstances prohibit us from going. Kept us from packing our bags and going. Jonathan had to go to the hospital again." And I said, "Well, who was it?" He said, Brother Gary Grubb. He said, "Yes." And I said, "Sister Karen, yes." They said, "Those are sweet people." I said, "Yeah." I said, "Those are my people. Hallelujah." He said, "You wouldn't believe what happened to him down there at Allentown." Wow. I said, "No." He didn't even have to tell me. I said, "Did he get the Holy Ghost?" He said, "He sure did. Boy, I came up out of that pew," and I said, "No way. No way. Down in Allentown. Got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah." All the years, I remember when they first came here. Amen. I remember Brother Gary coming up here, visiting the altars and praying. And I helped pray, and others helped pray. Brother Collins pray. Sister Karenita pray. They both fast and everybody work. Amen. But you know what? I don't understand why God didn't fill him here. But isn't it good to know that God wasn't only here, but he was down there in the midst of a need? I'll tell you something, my friend. I may not be in South Georgia, but I think I got the hook, line, and sinker tonight. The Lord is here for whatever you got. Jesus said, I'm coming to a close. Jesus said this. Jesus said that this generation shall seek for a sign, but they will not get it, except for this. He told them about Solomon. He said that Solomon was a man of great grandeur and riches and fame and fortune. Amen. And so this queen from the south, the queen of Sheba, packed up her caravans and took that, I don't know how many miles of trip, I believe from Ethiopia, if I'm not mistaken. But as she comes to his kingdom, she approaches it, and she's taken on a grand tour. She sees the fantastic, pluralistic type gold buildings. She sees the beautiful Lebanon cedars. Amen. And she goes and sees all the brilliant, amen, advisors of and clothed ministers of Solomon. Amen. She sees all the riches and the gold. Amen. But there was one thing that Queen Sheba did, was that she bowed down and she said, "The half had never been told me." Amen. And you know what? I believe she gave riches to him. I want to tell you something. In the midst of all of Solomon's wisdom, in the midst of all Solomon's riches, in the midst of all Solomon's grandeur and wisdom, I want to tell you something, my friend. Jesus testified that there is a greater than Solomon here. He's got more riches. He's got more wisdom. He's got more grandeur than any other king of the world. I'll tell you something, my friend. I'm glad I got someone like that right here. Worship the Lord. He's here. He's here. He's right here, Brother Randy Coffey. As sure enough as you're looking at me with those eyeballs, God is here, right in the midst of us. He's right inside us. Paul said, "Stir up the gift, amen, which you received by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." I tell you something, my friend, he is right here. We put Jonas down. We put Jonah down a lot for running away from God's will. I want to tell you something, my friend. The people he had to go preach to would have stuck him like a marshmallow out on a stake in the desert side and let the buzzards in the noonday heat sun eat him up. Amen. Would you go? Amen. Those Ninevites, amen, they would take you and they flay you like a fish. Amen. They didn't like the Jews anyway. They were enemies. But man, by the hand of the Lord upon Jonah,
Amen. Jonah was like you and he's like me. He was a human. But there was one thing. By a little bit of correction by the hand of providential God. Amen. He was spewed out on the beachside. Walked towards the city of Nineveh with all the guts, gall, and intestinal fortitude. He went ahead and preached. And they all repented, and what a revival he had. But Jesus said, amen, that there is a greater than Jonah's here. Amen. Jonah had the gall. He had the guts. He had the backbone. And he had the anointing to preach to a backslidden generation. But there is a greater than Jonah's here. And I'm so glad he's here. Oh, the services. When the Spirit of the Lord moves. Where I used to pastor up at Cordial on exit 43. Turn right. If you're going southbound, turn right off exit 43 on 75. Amen. Go to the second light. Turn right. It's on your left. Amen. That church there, it was dead for weeks. I couldn't get it to move. I pray. Pastor what I needed to do. And it seemed like I couldn't get the people to break. It seemed like they wouldn't move. It seemed like I couldn't get them to lure to the altar to pray. And then one particular altar call, it was one of those normal type altar calls where people creep up to the altars, lay there on the altar and do their duties of just verbal pursuits. They just want to go ahead and just do their little duty of prayer. Get it over with, dust their knees off, and go back to the pew, go home, eat their steak, and drink their Cokes, burp, and go to bed. Amen. And that's what this was ending up being. And I was just as guilty. And all of a sudden, I'm preaching on my boy again. He was right over here. And all of a sudden, he just plopped over on his side and was laying still. And a tear came down his cheek. Oh, my God, oh, God. And one of the ladies over there, Sister Stewart, she said, my God, he's here. Amen. He's here. Right in the midst of this altar call, Brother Daniel. And I was like, oh, my God. And my boy got up and did this number. And he began to cry again. And the Spirit of God got to moving in the altar call. Because one little child perceived, discerned, and knew that the Lord was there in the midst. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, lo, I am in the midst. He said, this is a promise. I will go with you all the way to the end of the world. Help us to sing another song. Help Sister Collins to play that organ. Help our Sunday school teachers. No, my friend, it goes beyond, amen, the duties that we partake of in church. It's more than the limelight. Take the limelights from me. Take the fortunes from me. Amen. But give me the Spirit of God and let me be able to discern that He is here. How many remembers that homecoming? I'm closing. I feel the Lord. And I'm feeling that tug. And I'm trying to see which way I need to pull here. Amen. But who remembers that homecoming of Brother Joey Hott here that one year? I forget what year it was. I mean, when was that? Back in 80, 87, 88. I can't remember. Amen. But it was packed all the way down here, the sides. And Brother Joey Height got up here, and I was sitting right over here I was real wet behind the ears. I mean, I was a real novice. Sitting right over here, and Brother Joey Height got up there. He didn't even have to say nothing. All he did was say, holy. Remember that? Holy. Holy. We was just waiting for him to preach, because he's our favorite preacher, Brother Joey Height. Amen. We want to hear some great preaching. But he knew he didn't need to that night. Do you remember that? And he said, and I saw it, but at the same time that he said it, it looks like the Shekinah glory seeping through the ceiling. You remember that? It looked like fog coming through the ceiling. My friend, we look for the shake and the rattle and the rolls. We wait for somebody to scream before I move, I'll wait for somebody to scream. But my friend Elijah said it wasn't in the thunder. It wasn't in the lightning. It was not in the shaking. It was in a still, small voice. When the Spirit of God sweeps over the congregation, and somebody can discern it over here, and somebody over here will yell, "Hallelujah!" And somebody up here in front shout glory. Then somebody over here feels it and gets up and starts walking. What is it, emotion? No, it's the Spirit of God. And we need to realize tonight, folks, that God was here. And Brother Collins was right. He was setting on the break. It felt like it could have gone so high tonight. And Brother Collins, when you said that, I was trying to stay in there, trying to figure it out. What can we do, But you know what the key is? Is to realize that it's not just emotion. It goes beyond that. It's that His actual presence is here. If you feel the presence of the Lord, why don't you make it to this altar tonight and obey the Spirit of God? If you feel the Spirit of God and you know and realize that He's here, make a move right now to this altar. You say, "Brother Daniel, we're not shouting." I don't care. None of my revivals I hold it shouts. It's when the power of God moves in these altars. The Lord is here.
Come and touch the Lord.
The Lord is here.
As He goes by, you find He's not too busy to answer your cry.
God is here.
Sing by the
He's right in the midst. You can get His attention at home, at your bedroom, in your living room. But ain't it great when you come to church and you know He's here?